Royal Dutch Shell has agreed to pay more than $150 million to settle fraud charges in the United States and Britain. The company was accused of overstating its proven oil and gas reserves by more than 20%. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Oil and gas in the ground are out of sight, but they're very much on the minds of energy investors. Energy companies have to estimate how much oil and gas they can recover from the fields they control. Accounting professor Bala Duran of Rice University in Houston says these proven reserves can account for up to 70% of an energy company's value.
If you're trying to buy a company, for example, you would be paying for their reserves primarily. So investors need to know this number.
Turns out Shell's numbers were way off. The company overstated its reserves by nearly 4.5 billion barrels. While Shell first acknowledged the mistake in January, the SEC says the company had been warned on several occasions well before that that its projections were overly optimistic. Several top executives were fired, and the company's bond rating was downgraded. By overstating its reserves, the SEC says Shell gave the misleading impression that it was finding enough new oil to replace every barrel it sold. Mark Baxter, who heads the Energy Institute at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, says that's another key measure of a company's long-term prospects.
It's very important that they show their investors that they are replacing those reserves or their production that they're pulling out of the ground.
After the restatement, Shell's so-called replacement ratio fell from 100 to just 80%. The company says it's working hard to improve its accounting, and Shell agreed to spend $5 million on an internal compliance program. Professor Duran applauds those moves, but he says the industry as a whole needs more uniform standards so investors can make a fair comparison of different companies' oil and gas reserves.
At the end of the day, reserves are the most important thing for a company, and yet there is a lot more attention paid to measuring and reporting cash and receivables and everything else on the balance sheet.
The settlement with the company does not mark the end of the probe. The SEC says it will continue to investigate the people responsible for Shell's failures. Scott Horsley, NPR News.